Sorry, I couldn't think of any good audio to add to the last one, but point of fact for this one, if we want a unit tangent vector to the curve, what we need to do is find the derivative of the function and then evaluate it at the particular point on the curve that we want to find the parametric form of the equation of the line, which is at the point 1, square root of 3, and 1. So we first find the derivative, r prime of t, then we plug in the value of t, which is pi over 6. I got that from the fact that since 2 sine of t equals 1 and 2 cosine of t equals square root of 3, we've got sine of t equals 1 half and cosine of t equals square root of 3 over 2. So therefore that t value would be pi over 6. Then put that value of pi over 6 into our derivative of the vector value function, and then divide by the length of that derivative vector, and we've got our unit tangent vector, and then we can use the direction numbers from the unit tangent vector. We don't have to worry about the 1/4. We can just use the square root of 3 for the x part and negative 1 for the y part and 2 square root of 3 for the z part, because these are just direction numbers kind of dictating what the slope is. And if you multiply each of the components by 1/4 or by any constant, the relative amounts of the slope stay the same. And so then all you need to use is the point, which is given 1, square root of 3, and 1, along with your direction numbers, and we have the equation of that line. Keep in mind, that equation is not unique. I could have given you 4 square roots of 3t plus 1, and y equals 4 times negative t plus square root of 3, and z equals 8 times square root of 3t plus 1.